For the fiscal year that starts in July, the budget proposal would increase spending in the borough's general fund by nearly $1 million, just under 10%, boosting that number to more than $10.7 million. It would add staff in a couple departments while keeping tax rates the same as this year for the most part. The plan would also use over $265,000 of general fund reserves to balance revenue and spending. Assemblymember Dave Kensinger was a vote against the budget in its first reading. He wanted to avoid spending reserves if possible and suggested looking into scheduling for police officers.
And I don't have any preconceived notion on this. I don't know whether we have enough policing coverage in town or too much, but I think it's worth looking at.
An internal report by the borough this winter looked at a few different scheduling options along with salary comparisons to other communities. Based on that report, the assembly ended up approving a boost in pay along with recruitment and retention incentives for both officers and dispatchers. That's part of the $191,000 increase in spending in that department anticipated for next year. However, spending is going up in almost all other departments and utilities under the proposal. Kensinger thought scheduling changes could mean a reduction in the number of police officers and a smaller budget.
I think our budget has been saved, and the ratepayers and the property taxpayers in town have been saved because we've gotten quite a bit of money from the federal government and from the state government through CARES funding. And I don't anticipate that money to be available like it has been in past years.
The borough has used one-time pandemic emergency funding to pay for some police and fire expenses. It also has a healthy and growing reserve in the general fund. That reached $7.7 million last year. Assemblymember Jeff Mucci also was a no vote because of questions about the police department. He cited records he's been pouring through to determine the amount and types of police calls in recent years.
I'm just trying to go through each of those years and understand what the bulk of the calls are to the police department and making sure I understand what's going on at the police department better than I do right now. We'll have time to talk about it some more, but at this point, I'm not going to support it in this first reading.
Meanwhile, Mayor Mark Jensen said he had a couple of questions on the budget, but would be voting for it.
But I'm looking forward to the public hearing and to see if we get any input from the public. But overall, I think it's a pretty good budget. I could see why things are going up.
The borough is expecting more funding from the state in the upcoming year and is also reporting increases in local expenses. 2 to 2.5% more for the cost of labor contracts, along with an expected increase in the borough's insurance payments. The budget adds a building maintenance employee and an additional job in the harbor department. Revenue is expected to increase from both sales and property taxes. The finance department reports that local sales last year remained flat, while a new source of revenue, sales from online orders shipped to Petersburg, continued to rise. The budget assumes the same property tax rate for Service Area 1 and a small increase for the rest of the borough. The budget would boost the school district's contribution from $1.8 million to $2 million. That's the first change for that payment in over a decade. The borough also earmarked $200,000 in federal pandemic relief money for deferred maintenance at the schools. The spending proposal would keep the funding for community service organizations, KFSK, the Clausen Museum, and Mountain View Manor Food Services, at or just above this year's level. The Assembly has been approving rate increases for most of the enterprise funds that include local utilities. And this budget has some major capital projects. The largest are an overhaul of the Blind Slough Hydro Plant, dredging in South Harbor, and renovation work at the community pool. The vote was 4-3 to approve the budget in its first reading, with Mucci, Kensinger, and Tom Fine Walsh voting no. There will be two more votes on the spending plan, including a public hearing later this month. Throughout that process, Assembly members can vote on any additions or subtractions they'd like to see. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.